Smoking is banned just about everywhere these days, bus stops, beaches, kids' playgrounds, and I think for very good reason in all of those places. But lighting up in the prohibited area, have you seen someone fined? Have you seen someone, you know, picked up in the way we do people on the roads for speeding? There is a prominent Sydney lawyer threatening to sue Manly Council because its rangers refused to crack down on smokers illegally lighting up in the Corso. Peter Larvick claims Manly Council is breaching its duty of care by exposing him and others to secondhand smoke. He's entitled to be up in arms over this because he's never smoked. 7 years ago, lost 30% of his right lung after inhaling other people's passive smoke. Manly Council isn't alone here. There are several Sydney councils, and we've spoken to them. They admit don't find people who flout no smoking bans. But Peter Larvick's on the line with us now. Mr. Larvick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Peter, well, we're terrific. Peter, thanks for joining us. Why don't you think Manly Council enforced this ban?
Well, Gene Hay has been quoted as saying that they don't force their rangers to issue fines for failing to obey a no-smoking sign because they believe its education awareness programs were more effective than fines. What education awareness programs? That's complete bullshit.
And why do people flout the rule? I mean, they know it, don't they?
Manly Council's gone to the trouble and expense of putting up all these signs in the Corso, and there's a bunch of guys every morning who sit on a bench near the kids' playground just outside Humphrey's news agency who smoke deliberately in defiance of the signs. I often approach them and remind them that it's illegal to smoke there, they can't smoke there, and the majority of them comply and are cooperative, but sometimes one or two of them let fly with a string of obscenities in front of women and children. And a few days ago, one of them actually threatened me. He said, one of these days you're going to crack my skull. So I got right up in his face, took my watch off and said to him, why wait, mate? Do it right now. Come on, have a go. And predictably, he backed down. Now, I don't allow anyone to threaten me. I went straight to the cops. They came down, read these guys the riot act. I agreed not to press charges on this occasion, but if it ever happens again, I will press charges and I will prosecute. And if any one of these guys ever is foolish enough to attempt to carry out such a threat, I will defend myself and I will put him on his back.
How did you lose part of your right lung?
I was exposed to secondhand cigarette smoke and I lost 30% of my lung 7 years ago. I can't go into the details of that because it's still in the hands of my lawyers.
Can I ask you, you are a lawyer, so aren't there things like citizens' arrests where you could go up and say, you know, actually sort of impose some sort of an action against these people if they're breaking the law?
If threats are issued, certainly I go straight.
But not for the smoking?
No, not really. You can't do much about that. If someone threatens me or actually tries to assault me, I can defend myself physically and I can prosecute them through the police. But the smoking is the jurisdiction of Manly Council and the rangers should be doing that. The police even said the police shouldn't have to be dealing with this. This is the duty of the rangers. And I've seen rangers walk past smokers and completely ignore them. On one occasion, I saw a female ranger standing in the Corso on a mobile phone 10 metres from some smokers, and I asked her to deal with it. She said, don't tell me what to do, you're not my boss. And I said to her, actually, I am your boss. My rates pay your wages, and I expect you to do your job and do it properly.
At the very least, you'd want her to go over and say, listen, you shouldn't be smoking here, please stop.
Eventually, she did, reluctantly, but almost apologetically, like she was sorry that she was imposing on them.
All right.
But she certainly didn't impose any fine.
All right, so Peter, you're threatening to sue Manly Council? You haven't taken that decision yet?
At this stage, I'm not threatening to sue them. I'm asking them to deal with the problem. It's their moral and legal obligation under their duty of care obligations to protect kids who play in the playground there, to protect Corso users, to protect the business.
But if they don't do anything, you will take action?
If they don't fix the problem, I will seriously consider other options.
And do you think the sort of the threats of violence you just outlined, do you think that's helpful?
Sorry?
You talked about violent action against the people you were talking to.
Well, if somebody... I never allow anyone to lay a hand on me.
Yep.
If one of these guys wants to carry out a threat and actually attack me, I will defend myself.
All right. Look, thank you very much for that, Peter Larvick. What are your thoughts on that?